Did I ever tell you about the most uncomfortable magic show I've ever done?
You mean like super actually you were uncomfortable the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where was it?
In meatpacking at a club.
Okay.
On a Wednesday night.
For who?
Royalty.
What kind of royalty?
Like international royalty. True royalty. Wikipedia royalty.
Were you paid in cash?
Only hundreds, only in cash.
Oh my God. Okay, I need to hear the whole story. Welcome to Never Not New York, the podcast that brings you a little slice of the New York City that we are actually living in, not the propaganda you see in movies and on TV. I am never not Eliza.
And I am never not Mike.
And we are friends and kind of neighbors.
Yeah.
And how did we meet?
Ooh, through your cousin.
But also, I think the first time we met, we were both at that crazy birthday party where J-Lo was.
That's right.
You were doing magic.
I was performing.
You still had your big Comedy Central job, but you were like.
That's right.
Doing celebrity.
I'm a magician and a mentalist.
And very good. Very
thank
freaky.
You. I appreciate it. Yeah, J-Lo was there. Fat Joe was doing toasts and randomly saying. Yeah. Kevin Durant was there.
Fat Joe sweat on
me. I feel like we equally looked at each other and were like, oh, I guess you're pretty cool if you're also here. Yeah. You know?
And then we met later and we were like, oh my God,
yeah.
This is crazy.
That was so fun.
I went on a yacht with those same people later. And Pharrell was there and he was roped off in his own section. I was like, this is absurd.
Who is it even for?
I don't like some rich people. Sometimes you're in with people and then when you're out, you're like, that I'll never have that again.
Yeah, exactly. That's like half of my gigs is like I jump into these weird, interesting worlds for an hour or 2 hours and meet all these weird, random people. And then I dip out and never see them ever again.
Yeah.
Which is what the story is about.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited. So tell me about it.
Cut back to like 2015, 2016.
Okay.
I'm from LA originally and I moved to New York and I'm letting New York do everything that it does.
Love it.
I went on this long trip and I got back and it's Sunday night and I'm so burnt and I'm just ready to chill for a while.
Classic Sunday
trip. Yeah. And I get a call at like 11:30 p.m. from this guy who's like, what are you doing on Wednesday night? Are you available? In my head, I'm like, oh, God, I don't know. But I'm like, where and what time? He's like, it's meatpacking at 10:30 p.m.
Okay.
On Wednesday. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And I really didn't want to do this gig. So
yeah.
I like charged 3 times my normal. And I'm like, well, let's just see how this goes.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, great. The theme is green. And I can't tell you much more. And I can't tell you the guest of honor is back home and we're all celebrating him. So I'm thinking, is this like a sports star or something like that?
Or like someone who went to jail for weed?
Ooh, that would really actually a great idea.
I mean, so, I think of Brittany Griner also.
Yeah.
Who had weed and came
back. Oh
my
God. Yeah. Would have been, I guess, weird, but awesome. Party. I'm like, okay. And he tells me this club it's at on like, you know, 10 o'clock or 10:30 on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Long story short, I get hired for this thing, but I know no other information.
Does he wire you the money first?
No, okay. But that usually doesn't happen.
Okay. Like, wires money anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why you brought that. Yeah. And his name is like, I think it was like Hamad or something like that.
Okay.
I get to this club on Wednesday night. There's no one outside, but there's a bouncer.
Love that.
Walking up and I see this model walk in, another model walk in, and like a third. And then I walk up to the bouncer and they're all going right by the bouncer. And the bouncer stops me, of course.
Of course.
And he's like, what's going on? And I was like,
do I not look like a model?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, hey, I'm the magician. And he's like, show me a trick then. And I'm like,
are you kidding?
Okay. And I show him a trick and he's like, all right, you can go in. And as that's happening, this guy like runs up to me from inside the club and he's like, Magic Mike? And I'm like, I'm Magic Mike. Are you Hassan? And he goes, come. Yeah, come. And I'm like, great. And I was told it was going to be like 150 people at this club for like 2 hours. I get in there and there's like 40 people. Hassan's walking me through. Really quickly, I realized that like of the people, let's just say there's 50 people, 40 of them are models.
What?
And they are all segregated by table, by race almost.
No.
Just loosely, but weirdly. And he's walking
this
me through
getting
these.
Getting weirder and
getting
weirder.
Getting weird. Classic New York. And there's
classic
like.
Classic New York.
It's just like, I don't know what I walked into.
How
but
uncomfortable
it's kind of
were you?
A little bit uncomfortable. But I'm also like, where is this going? I don't know what to think at this point.
Right.
There is one or two other tables of just like random people that aren't just girls by themselves.
Are they all magicians?
Yeah. Oh my God. That would have been amazing. All the girls are kind of on their phones. Two random groups. And this guy Hassan's walking me through. He brings me up to like four other guys that are at the bar. They look Middle Eastern. None of them really speak English. And he's like, show me a trick. Show me a trick. And so
in kind English?
Of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm doing a trick, but I'm trying to do something that's like visual or something that'll make sense without a lot of like
right,
talking.
Right.
Which isn't really my thing because I talk a lot.
What?
That's why we're here. That's why you brought me here.
Exactly.
And I show him a first trick and I show him a second trick and it's going well and it's like fun.
Okay.
And then I get like a tap on my shoulder and someone's like, hey, are you Magic Mike? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, Hassan wants to speak to you. And I was like, oh, Hassan.
Was this not Hassan?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I thought he's right here. He's like, no, no, no. Hassan is the manager. He's in the back. And I was like,
what?
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's getting even weirder.
So I get to the back.
Is this like a room? Set the scene.
Yeah. Good call. It's the back room of a club, okay. Right? It's almost like VIP tables.
Okay.
But it also feels like backstage. So okay. Imagine backstage VIP tables.
Yeah.
Calm. I walk in. Yeah, it's okay. Dark. And there's only three or four people in this room.
Theater backstage.
Yes.
Right. So it's kind of like having a chef's table in a restaurant. But right. The restaurant's closed.
And dark. Yeah. And this guy walks me to the back. This is now like a bartender or something like that. Okay. And he's like, here's Hassan. And I look over and there's like two dudes and two girls that are like, Magic Mike, what's up? And I'm like, hey. And these are just like four random club people. I don't know who they are. I don't know what the deal is. It's just Hassan and friends. They're rolling joints.
One's Hassan though?
The guy rolling the joint.
Did he have a lot of jewelry?
No.
Oh.
Hassan, he was clearly the manager of the club.
Okay.
He goes, Magic Mike, so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming. He gets up from rolling his joint and he walks me over to the side and he's like, hey man, so the guest of honor will be here in about 15, 20 minutes. So if you want, you can walk around. And I kind of stopped and I was like, right, yeah, totally. Who's the guest of honor again?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, it's the High Prince of Saudi Arabia. I'm like,
what?
Oh, cool.
So
yeah,
green
totally.
For money?
I guess. He's like, yeah, so for now, just jump around, do magic to whoever you want and he'll show up soon. When he shows up, I'll come and grab you.
This is crazy.
Yeah. I don't really know what to expect, but I'm like, okay. And I'm being paid a lot to be there, but I'm also really tired and I'm like, this is just so weird.
But that explains why they're like, who cares what the money is?
Yes, exactly. I'm also still wondering, what is this and why are there all these girls?
My main concern is why they are grouped in like,
yeah,
weird
and
tables.
By the way, it felt like they were kind of segregated, truly. I don't know if they were 100%, but in my head, that's what it felt like when you're walking
yeah.
through there. And I was just like, this is weird.
That's weird.
Part of me was like, is this like he's going to choose from one of them?
100%.
Is it, you know, like, I don't know what
that's
the deal
100%
is,
what it is,
but like it felt like that.
Yeah.
So I start doing magic and 70% of these girls do not care.
Okay.
30% of them are like kind of into it. Not like the best audience for this, right?
And none of you want to be
there. The
whole
time I want to figure out like, who are they and why are they
yeah,
here?
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we're hanging out with the ones that seem cooler, I'm like, I'm a magician. How did you get here? And literally everyone was like, oh, I'm like friends with this friend and I'm friends with this friend. It just got like weirder.
So
you know?
All the models are just friends with each other.
Exactly. I'm okay. like, well, that doesn't make sense. But okay. So it's an hour in.
It's
and like
a long time to be doing magic.
Yeah. Like, are they here for the party? Are there more people coming?
Right.
There's supposed to be more people. And in magic, the more people there are for less time, the easier the gig is. So if there's 100 people for an hour, awesome. I can run around, do the same three things over and over, feel
right.
like a god and walk away. If it is 40 people for an hour, harder. If it's 20 people for an hour, I have to pace, you know.
Less than 20 people, you just do like a new trick every so often.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's
exactly.
Here's my next
so
trick.
Now,
I will disappear in the back and I'll let you know.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom for another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm doing magic for them. They're nice, but they don't care. And then there's like two tables of what seem like real friends. And it's just like regular people. They're great, but there's only 10 of them.
Great.
Eventually, the random background music turns to like Calvin Harris and everyone kind of turns. Eight servers come down these aisles with like sparkling champagne bottles, right?
Oh,
and like clearly he's arrived. He comes through and everyone starts dancing and everyone's forced clapping, you know, and he's walking through kind of like little waves and stuff like that. And he goes and he's like sits at his own table and
with anyone,
with like the mom of all the girls, this older woman who felt like she maybe knew everybody.
Maybe it was like a brothel.
That's what it felt like. But I didn't really know what was happening at all.
Okay.
I have no data at this point, or even maybe later, that it's a brothel or anything else, but like,
we have the data.
Very much so. Yeah, that's true, actually. They end up talking, just the two of them at this table.
Brokering a deal for
maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know. And
as though you were there for the detail.
Yeah, exactly. I continue to do magic for everyone. And eventually, I'm like, no one's pulling me aside to like introduce me to him, but I know I'm kind of here for him, and I guess he loves magic. So I go back up to Hassan, the actual manager, and I was like, hey man, did you want me to like, he's got like, security and other stuff. I don't want to be awkward about it. Like, he's like, just go up to him. And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, just go nearby and then they'll call you over. So I'm like, okay.
That's
so
even then, worse, by the way. That is much worse. Going to stand nearby and like, totally. Someone calls you over.
And I'm like, is he? You know?
Yeah.
So I lean against the bar, which is in his sight line.
Okay.
It's about 10 feet from him and this table. And I'm just leaning there and I'm just doing like flourishes to myself, like throwing a card in the air, doing a cool shuffle, making it obvious that I am the magician.
Good for you.
Just by myself. Yeah. Though, you know? And I'm standing there for like 5 minutes. Nothing's happening.
5 minutes is a long
10,
time.
10, 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I'm also, of course, getting paid for this time. So it's a little bit weird because I'm like, I don't want them to think that I'm not performing, doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm paid essentially per minute.
You're
to stand by myself.
Second.
Yeah. To stand by myself felt a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So 15 minutes in, he like waves towards me and waves me over. And I'm like, awesome. And I start walking. I take two steps and this huge security guard blocks me. And I realize that that guy was standing next to me and that he was waving him over. So I'm like, cool.
Oh.
Cool, no big deal. I'll just stand here again. I stand there for like another 5 or 10 minutes.
I would have been just absolutely dying inside.
I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Eventually, he goes, magician, like magic? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, come. So I sit down with like him and this lady.
Okay.
And he's like, show me a trick. So I do like, I think I change one of my favorite things to do, something quick and for anybody, universal, is to change $5 $1 bills into $500 bills. It's visual, it's cool.
Yeah.
And objectively fun.
Who doesn't like looking at $5 $100
yeah,
bills.
Yeah, exactly. I do that trick. It goes really well. And by the way, very quickly, I realize he is wasted.
Okay.
He's slurring. He's very kind.
Nice drunk.
Nice drunk, exactly. And he's like, wow, that was amazing. Can you do it again? And I'm like, you know, as a magician, you don't really do a trick twice, but I'm like, I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm just going to do it again. He's like, show my friend. So I show her. She kind of reacts. I don't know if she really cares. And he's like, oh, very good. How do you do it? And I'm like, well, you know,
that's
I'm not
like the cardinal rule.
There's a social contract, unspoken, you agree upon watching magic, that is like, don't ask, don't tell.
Well,
you
that's
know?
Like the one like, rule about
yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, well, like, you know, I can't really show you. He's like, no. How do you do it? And at this point, he's wasted and I'm being paid mostly to hang out with him.
And also, you don't want him to like change from being a nice drunk to then like.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to explain this thing. I don't really care. And he's never going to do it because it's really hard to do. So I show him kind of how it's done.
Uh-huh.
And I never do that.
Yeah, I've asked you.
Yeah, no, clearly I wouldn't tell you. I don't like, tell my wife, but she also likes to keep the magic alive.
Way more fun.
Someone's, I think Justin Woman, another magician who I love, said that seeing how magic is done is like seeing how hot dogs are made.
Well, it's like being told that the Easter Bunny is like not real and
correct.
Santa's not real. Like, you want to believe.
Knowing how magic is done is never as exciting as wondering how it's done.
You know, that's like also, don't meet your heroes, that thing.
Exactly.
Because you don't actually want to know what these celebrities are like.
That is exactly right. So now I show him this trick and he's like, oh, like, wow, cool. Show me another.
Oh,
so I show him another trick and his friend. And he's like,
do you
wow.
Do it twice again?
No. But he's
that's
like,
good.
Wow, amazing. How do you do it? And I'm like,
I saw that coming.
I can't really tell yeah. you know but
yeah.
And he's like no, I pay you more money, just how do you do it? And at this point I'm like, how do I guess I'm in this weird situation, and I again, he's wasted, he's not gonna remember any of this stuff. So I'm like, maybe for the first time in my life I explained another trick.
Wow.
And
you must have been so uncomfortable to be doing this.
It was a weird like uncomfortable feeling, and also
yeah.
I'm here and it's whatever.
You've been pushed to your limits.
And I proceed in the next hour to show him every trick I've learned.
God.
And how to do
no.
every single trick that I've learned.
Wow.
In this time, like halfway through, he like snaps his fingers literally. And he's like, Hussein, his assistant. He goes, Hussein, come here. You hungry to me? And I'm like, yeah, I could eat. It's 11:30 on a Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, do you like pasta salad? And I was like, how do I respond
That's
to this?
Random.
And I'm like, sure. And he goes, Hussein, can you bring pasta salad, please? So Hussein brings over pasta salad. And now
this
like,
is getting more bizarre.
The High Prince of Saudi Arabia and I are eating pasta salad at this club.
God.
And this woman has left, so it's just us two. And I'm like, what is the small talk that you talk to
the high prince?
Yeah. And by the way, there are multiple high princes, so he's a high prince.
No,
but
they're
I
like 2,000.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a job offer to work for a princess.
Oh, that's fun.
They were gonna give me like $150,000 in cash, and I couldn't figure out how like I would actually make that make sense on paper. And it was also like,
that's amazing.
It would be a nanny for a baby that I don't think was born, may not have been conceived. conceived yet. Wow. So it was like work for them for a year doing nothing. And then, yeah, their butler kept calling her like the princess. And I was like, this is just too, I can't do
this.
So
you said no.
I said no. I instead work for someone else. But
right. Okay. Fair. Well, it's funny you say that because I'm now talking to him and I don't really know what to talk about with him. And
naturally.
And he's like, yes, yes. And he kind of leans back and he's like, you know, I just have a baby girl. And I was like, what, like a baby, like a real baby, you know, like,
yeah.
And he's like, yes, 2 days ago. And I was like, oh, congratulations. Like,
I'm glad you're out of the club.
Yeah. And I'm like, how many kids do you have? And he's like, I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you.
So he just asked you to do all the magic and now he can't tell you how many kids he has.
A, that, and B, I'm like, does he not know how many kids he has? Or
definitely
he doesn't want to tell me. I don't know what's
also
happening.
Also potentially likely.
Right? Could be 50-50 yeah. shop. So I proceed to continue showing magic to him and Hussein comes back over. The prince is like, do you like chocolate cake? I'm like, yeah. Brings over chocolate
pasta
cake.
Salad
we had pizza,
chocolate.
Also oh, little pizza bites. Great. And I'm just hanging out with him. And it's just us two. But by the end of the hour, maybe hour and 10 minutes, I'm running out of good material, you know? And he's still entertained, but I've got very little left.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing magic and mentalism for 20 years now, but like, you know, the R&D
wow.
process is pretty long.
20.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You know, you learn 1,000 things, you practice like 200 of them, you try 75 and only like 30 of them are cool. If I showed you everything I know that I think is cool, it would be an hour and a half or something like that.
I've never seen the same trick twice from you.
That's what I would like you to always feel.
In years.
Like, yeah. That's
I
why I don't perform to my friends that much. And I probably am overthinking it, but like, I want all my friends to feel like I always have something new up my sleeve.
You do, literally.
But a part of that is pacing. So it's like right, with people that I hope right. were in my life for a long time, I'm spreading out the hour and a half through 20 years, you know, or
right.
whatever. So yeah. anyway, but now I'm showing the prince everything I know in an hour straight, you know?
Wow.
It gets yeah. to an hour and a half and I was like, I need a break and I need to get out of here. And it's almost the end of my 2 hours that I'm supposed to be there. And I'm like, hey man, this is awesome. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. So
and stop by with my old buddy in the back of the club.
I didn't think to do that at that point.
Oh.
So I go to the bathroom and it's a co-ed bathroom and I go in there.
Awkward.
And
at a club?
Yeah. Two of the models are in there and they like turn as I get in there. They're like, are you Magic Mike? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, can you introduce us to the prince? And I was like, and as I'm thinking about that, and I don't really know how to play that, this like old Jewish long gray hair guy comes into the bathroom and with like a thick Jewish New Yorker accent.
Okay.
As a Jew, I know that well. And I'm not going to try to do the accent, but he's like, hey man, are you Magic Mike? And I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I am. He's like, hey man, so I am here because I'm friends with Hassan. You know, I come here all the time in this club. He's like, anyway, I've never met a prince. Can you introduce me to the prince?
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
this is now getting insane.
Yeah. And I'm like, guys, I don't know the prince very well. I don't know if this is like on me. I don't think I can, but like, let me let you know. I just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
So like, go to the bathroom.
That's such
I
a
leave.
Diplomatic answer.
Yeah. And I get back and the original guy who I thought was Hassan comes up to
Hassan.
Me and he's like, hey man, prince really likes you. Can we have you stay for like another hour and a half? In my head, I'm just like, cool for the money. Cool. Let's just make
yeah.
some cash. But I don't have any more material. So I'm like, totally. Can I go around to like other people? Or do you just want me to hang out with the prince? And he's like, no. You can go to other people. So I'm like, awesome. So now I go back to the girls and like the few other people that are there. And I'm trying to show them magic. And again, nobody cares.
They
and
just want
they're kind
connection.
Of like forced. All I find out, the only thing I find out is that they're kind of forced to like party
that
like they
out.
Have to like
paid
dance-ish
yep.
yeah and what I realized my main takeaway on what was happening there was it wasn't a brothel. He's just like one of those people who and very old school in this weird way like likes to have girls around and wants to feel like and by the way I don't know for sure but like likes to feel like a whole party is happening around him and that
yeah.
there's all these girls here and yeah. that's the way that he knows that the party's cool or that he thinks
wow.
that the party's cool.
That's so like early 2000s.
Yes, exactly. That's
especially
exactly what I felt
service.
Like exactly
yeah.
sparkle everything
yeah.
so
and the pizza bites though,
yeah,
those are actually
so if only they were bagel bites. Oh, they're so good. So I do another hour of magic.
To people who are just like uninterested.
Uninterested,
largely.
Which is pretty bad for everyone.
That's rough, yeah.
You know,
that's
yeah.
rough.
I'm now done and it's been 3 hours and I'm burnt and it's like I guess at this point, 1:30. Yeah, everyone's kind of fake partying, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. But before I go, I should say goodbye to the prince.
Yeah.
So I go up to the prince, and prince is like even more wasted, and he's like, hey man, oh, you like whatever he says, and he's like, hold on, Hussein, and he like has his boy come over again. He's like, you two exchange phone numbers, and I was like, okay, and he goes, Hussein, I want you two to exchange phone numbers. We exchange phone numbers. And he goes, Mike, I want you to come over to my penthouse and I want you to teach me again everything that you taught me tonight. And at this point, I'm like, okay, I've already taught it to him.
Yeah.
And now I can really...
The seal's broken.
...extort money, essentially. Yeah. Like, I'm like, know who this is and that money doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm like...
And it does take so much to learn.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, great. So we exchange numbers and now I'm basically like the unofficial jester of the high prince of Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
I end up texting with Hussein a few times. It almost happens. It never actually happened. And I, to this day, don't know which prince it is. I've been looking online and I can't really figure it out.
Wow.
But what it felt like a dream? Never not New York moment.
That's
to me.
So never not New York. First of all, thank you.
Of course.
Second of all, did you get paid?
Oh yeah. In cash the whole time. Yeah.
Before you left.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He just like dealt it down into my hands basically. Not the prince, but his boy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, the prince probably doesn't touch money.
Yeah.
Where did the green come into play?
I don't know, and nobody ever brought it up, and nobody was in green. It must have been a money thing or something.
What if you had worn
like
green?
I know. I actually thought about it. I didn't have anything green that would like look nice, so I didn't even try.
What did you wear?
Just a suit.
What was he wearing, actually? More
a important. Suit and a button down or
really?
Something like that, too.
Was he wearing like a weird tie?
No. It almost was like business bro suit and button down.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your main takeaway in a never not New York lens?
I feel like my main takeaway in New York is always say yes. You know, like
100%.
Like that
you
New York.
Never know.
Exactly. I like to say that New York happens to you.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm from LA originally, and LA is what you make of it. You have to see and do and figure out everything and how you're going to get there and who you're going to be with and make it happen.
Yeah.
New York, you walk outside and like life happens to you.
That's really true.
That's how I've embraced New York. And I feel like when you say yes to New York provides. It also hazes you, but it also provides most of the time.
I have a friend who moved here and was hazed so badly, like in 1 week, someone barfed on her on the train and then she had to walk home from that.
Of course.
Someone was stabbed and like basically she'd waited for the ambulance with them. Although I was like, if you were just more New York and minding your own business, you would have been completely spared.
Right. Yeah, that too.
So
you have to say yes.
If you say yes, you never know. Like one thing's going to lead to
another. These stories don't happen unless you say yes.
Otherwise, it's a very normal city, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
You can have a very normal life. I could just be out here like day in, day out. Yeah.
But we're so close together that I think there's this weird, awkward, cool camaraderie that happens that like the weirdness of New York happens because we're all within 10 feet of each other.
Yeah.
All of these things happen because of that. You like knock into somebody or you notice something or something weird happens or whatever that if you're in LA it would have happened 100 feet from you and you would have ignored.
You'd never would
but
have
but here
it.
It's on the train and you're there and you're on to the next stop for 3 minutes, you know.
What would you have done if they just asked you to stay all night?
I think sit at a table specifically with the two different groups that seem like normals and try to do individual tricks with those people to kill more time.
I think if I were you, I also would have just gone through my roster again with him and I would have been like, listen,
totally.
Here's another new one because he wouldn't have remembered.
Let me show you another way of doing the same trick or something like
Let
that.
Let me really show you how to do this trick.
Or here's the trick that you can teach your future daughter.
That or I would have been like, I think I'm going to throw up.
Quick throw up and then just disappear and then be like, that's a part of the act.
Yeah.
Smoke bomb.